Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
And thank you, Lord, for your goodness toward us. We pray that you hallow this moment. And Father, may we get to know you more. And may we live at a higher level and become like Jesus in every area of our lives, influencing men, influencing circumstances for the establishment of your will and of your kingdom. We give you praise and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, please turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 to 7.
Mark chapter 11,
we will read from verses 1 to 7. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethany and Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you are entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat, loose him and bring him.
Na Yesu ka che na su afon ne mra wo madu beten kronum se. Mu ra kronum na sana mu be ra kronum be hu se ya chechire oponko bi aboho. Na mu sana sa oponko ne na moma ne mra.
And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord has need of him, and straightway he will send him there.
Na se obi shall no be saw say adenti na wu sane na ka che ni se ni ru anu e wo hu hia na obema wo de aba.
And they went their way and found a colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him.
Na wo mu tu anamo na mu ko hu se ponko bi ya chichire na bobia bi sa na wo mu sane no e ma ne call.
And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And now, they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon it.
May
the Lord add his blessing to its expansion in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to share with you a message entitled Five Blessings of a Restricted Life. Five Blessings of a Restricted Life. In this story, we are told about a colt. A colt is a male horse, a young male horse. When we talk about a colt, it also means an apprentice, it means a beginner, it means a young person, it means a baby, it means a freshman, it means a greenhorn, it means a virgin.
Na se ye ka aboa na wo mko sane na wo ye aboa ponko be ma wo nyini ye e kire ade foforo e kire bibia e hyasee ye e kire se ade mono e kire bibia afekura na ye be hyasee.
So although we are talking about a physical young male horse, there is a lot of application that we can make on our lives from the story.
Now,
in the football world, there's what is called a colt, where you have very young boys or sometimes girls who are learning to play football at a higher level. But because they are young, we call them colts.
Now, uko football musua, emran teni mabawa nketu ayetetu omama kwa bobol kesi eno, yefre wa musu colt.
So the Bible tells us the story of this young colt that had been tied and probably tied for so many times and for so long in its life.
na we e kasafa abua ponko ya ya chichi na boho e bia na ya chichi na boho won ni mfi obedi nyina mu de bia wo boho.
And I wonder why he was tired when the other colts had the opportunity of moving up and down.
Na mentia sia se ono de ni a chichi na boho a enkai fon de ni eja wo mo mo koba.
Sometimes in your life you feel that you are tied to something. When you try to go somewhere, you can only go this far because there's something that pulls you back to where you are supposed to be. Sometimes people tell you it's because you are cursed. It may be, but in this case, you can see that it was good that this colt was tied. A tied or restricted life does not necessarily indicate a curse. When you are in school and they tell you, rise up at this time, sleep at this time, eat at this time, no food outside the dining hall, these are all restrictions, but at the end of the day, you may not enjoy it whilst you are going through it, but at the end of the day, it makes a lady out of you, it makes a gentleman out of you. Yeah. They tell you, you stand in a certain way, you don't slouch, you don't carry things on your head in our school, you don't bite your nails. All these seems to be like a code that has been tied. They are all restrictions. Mm. You always tuck in your shirt. When you wear black, wear this. When you wear this, you wear that. Don't mix the colors. Don't dress outrageously. All these, they seem to be restrictions. And you think that they are trying to take your joy out of you. But when you read the story of this tied colt, you see that a restricted life or a tied life can be one of the best things that can happen to you and that can happen to me.
Naya na uko school aye to make a trow, a mouthing food no baby, many dear bunting, a yard da samre, sorry samre, sir, dear samre, one yes, sir, I dear now was so trained a ho. Nemo uko school need a wadjin by your say, I yet it, a medodo, wash a trosser, tuntuma, yes, she shall socks, say, shampabwa say, won't to me shed to say, I want to musha shata kika shem. Nini na ube, you know, ubeni, no why ye a brant ye mapa, yes, a man nantin bo muse, and chiao nine and faba kunt. She has young Fanko Nanti, but what better in sorry not to show when him. Ube, you know, was a wire brant here, mapa. Who did not know your bema, who your bar? Yes, so one Nanti, two. Now the way across now, they are crossing a tresser, was a hela. One ten, she hallelujah. Now when I am treacher, I had him, Obe, you know, now I will bear mu, bema mu, who could rub a beer, who saw bema nebe, or bar nebe. Now what do you bear say, how?
So this colt probably thought that what is going to become of my life as he saw his friends moving up and down freely, drinking yogurt, eating hay, telling him, how come you are always tied here? You are always at the same place. Why? Is your family cares? What is happening to your life? Why are you always here? Not knowing that there was a hidden agenda about this tied colt, that somebody was going to need a colt, and it was not just an ordinary person, it was God Almighty himself.
Hallelujah.
I have come to inform you this morning that your life was restricted because God has need of you.
Yes, so nasa abue obia ebia muani nina abakase ah adana uye pire ye shishu ye kwa diye yogoti ye kwa chini ya mreke na udi ya woda suwa bo ahumemui nebia no mu nimse oh abakase u ya dume untina bebia wotaya wana otaye nasu no mu nimse wanyanku pwa mwashishesu nkubidi manu na emribi babe suwa sa abue ya ya chichi na bo hoi onyanku pwa nankasa babe tinano so ema wadanu huwedi amu wehu sewo yonyami na bibisu nku wawa abuwa no obohono eyadia no obeye.
Recently, a couple of young people who were in juvenile prisons were asked if they had to start their lives all over again, what would they strongly desire and wish? You know what they said? They said they wish that their parents would be stricter and harder on them instead of allowing them to do what they wanted. Think about it.
Daniana and Kalankala, na ya do mako gun kala prison. Ya ya say ye be so manu asem no mu bisa se sanye bia sen kawunya yan kawa brabo ubon fu franka dena obepe osi o and kame pesa me mame no me papa betiam ye omu mami nye bibi biara me pe ne mo bibia me ya enya no mu betiam me a chretre me kwampano anu ti jinisa se mi huye.
This was a young colt.
And young people must be restricted until they can make good decisions and good choices. When your parents restrict you, receive it. It is a blessing. Don't fight it and end up becoming short of what you could have been. Let's not talk about jail because you may not end up there. But who knows, you can end up with a company and you can be bundled and put together with all others in prison in remand. And thank God for what is happening to people on remand, because you have so many innocent people who are on remand and who have been there for years. That's why you must have a certain attitude toward people who have been to jail before. Because some people are in prison or they are on remand through no fault of theirs. It happens everywhere in the world. But the point I want to make is that restrictions are good. And if you're a parent, don't be too merciful to a fault. Restrict the child, restrict the girl, restrict the boy. Let him know, dude, there are rules in this house. At the end of the day, they will be far better than if you did otherwise. So go through it and gain later, or allow them to be free and go through the pain later. I don't want that one. I would like to have their displeasure now, so that when I'm not around, I know they will fly, and
hallelujah,
they can fly.
Hallelujah. And to we about time wa ha ye kan kire o se wo ba ni menja no e mo ye bibi biara o ye o se se wan hwe ni ye na wie enwie ni ye e na se wo ya baba yo na brante wa ha na se ye kire o de aya e ye tie san se wini mo kire wo se e bi wo hono ma obeye bibi na nko ba ni se onim hu bi na mo bi adwuma o ye tie ba fo mo nyina do ma kogu ba bi de frɛ ho jail ho remand ho no e ho ya de wo tu ho kire san ya kan wasem bo bi wo da ho onya boni bia so ni kama phobia not wo enu ti. So obi fi priest and ba me nya dwembi won ho sa kwa we woni suban oni suban no aba wonnim ne enti e ma ne kwawie ho enti wo ka wo so wonu wo ya baba yo na brante na wo se na se pantete ade ntete me nya we me fa we me sia obe mo aye amada bi ubenyi no so oni ho pa wonnim se ubetumi aba obra.
Look at verse 2 of the passage we read.
Mo mayen hwe chiche mu mienu.
And Jesus said unto them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you have entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him.
Na Yesu kamu se mutu na moko krona wa mweni mno. Na mwaba kona na ya chitre, abuwa ponkobia ya dina abuwa ahumemu waho. E womusa waboho dene mwomu saneno na mwofanemra.
The first blessing of a restricted life is that you'll be loosed one day.
Hallelujah. Enshina ewa abrabwa ya shishani pepe muni se debi ube doho.
And I see somebody being loose right now. Everyone who feels tired today will tomorrow feel loosed. If you know all the godly things to do and you are doing them and you feel tired, don't be frustrated about it. Everyone has his calling.
Hallelujah.
I said everyone has his calling. Everyone has his purpose. Everyone has a race that he or she must run in particular. So run your race. And no need to compare with others. But believe that there is a blessing for everyone that is tired at a certain stage in his life. You will be loosed one day. And when you are loosed, those who have known you will ask, why are you losing him? When you are tied in a certain way, people think that's how your life must be for the rest of your life. And when God is trying to bring you out of it, they will ask, why are you setting this cold free? He's being set free because a new chapter of his life is being opened.
Hallelujah.
By God. There is hope for every believer in this life. I have seen never the righteous forsaking nor his seed begging bread. When you are in Christ, there is hope for you that your future is brighter.
Na mi hu o trini ni biara o di hi ana na sefo so sresrade se wo wo bia wo jide wo nyame mu dia ene ene da so wo homa.
God does not use people who do not allow laws, rules, regulations, precepts and restrictions in their life. God has no need of them, if you like.
Na obi biara wa bra bo a wo bon wo ma kwan se enhyehye ana se entutu ye da ho wo be fam na watena mu na wa ye nia ye se ye no onyame wan fa wo nya hwe.
The Christian life is a life of restriction.
Na Christo abrabo ni abrabo a wontumi nye bibia wo pe.
We have been delivered from the laws.
Na onyame adie fi emra no mu.
But we have been ushered into a higher law.
Na ma onyame din akọ emra e wo soro pa.
Are you listening to me? A Christian cannot afford to do what he likes or what she likes.
O Christo ni biara ni wa wo be.
There are things you simply cannot do it if you are a Christian. You cannot tell lies if you are a Christian. You cannot cheat if you are a Christian. And I guess these things must be emphasized in the church, because sometimes when you deal with Christians who are out doing the secular work, sometimes it's difficult practically to see that this guy is a Christian. It is when you see him that you say that, oh, this guy, not knowing he's a Christian, and he was like this out in the world. It appears that the Christian life or the things we learn in church, they don't affect us when we go out of church. And that is not the will of God. The will of God is that whatever we learn in church must be applied in the world. So that when you say, I am a Christian, people should be able to say that I felt you were. I felt you were.
Yeah, you understand. Say ya na wukwa bonti na wuni obi nyan kita hudia. Wan show ya wuntu mi huse wuni ano ye Kristo. Ni esan se, ni ni ya ni ni tibia ni ni omebi o ye no. Eye bebia bebia. Ne mo che chilan se wuni se, san na we o ye Kristo ni. Ya ma wanyamia semna ya tuwa sorry dem hane. E nyan si sambiara ewa ya brabom ye ni obia ye pe. Nanso ensa se ba ni sa a semina yete wa hanu e wo se edi ye mu na e ma ye danso e wo ni ayeye nyina mu ensa se po se wo kan mu obi hu sa ansa na wo ye Kristo ni abrabo na wo bo no so hu se ah we di o ye Kristo ni.
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 13.
Deuteronomy aduasamienu
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 13.
Deuteronomy aduasamienu chichemu dumiensa.
I'm emphasizing the fact that the Christian life is a restricted life.
Me kan ko si se Christo abrabo ni nya bibia na obetumi aye.
It's a high life.
Eya abrabo e bo kosoro pa.
It's a call to holiness.
Na eya fran ya frɛ sɛ fa kɔkronkron yem.
It's a hard life.
Eya akoma abrabo.
Hard life.
Abrabo eya dene.
Let's read that verse.
Muma yankenkan.
He's talking about what God did for Israel.
He made
him ride on the high places of the earth.
That
he might eat the increase of the fields.
And he made
him to suck honey out of the rock.
And
oil out of the flinty rock. So we see that there is a call of God for us to lead a high life.
Now we're say bra e wasro.
And there is a reason why we must lead a high life.
Now send to me wo hunt e wasa ya boy bra.
So that we may eat the increase of the fields.
Amaya to me adi enu apa e wasa sinu.
And in the process you realize that out of a hard or restricted life you suck honey. Hallelujah. Out of a restricted life, oil or anointing comes upon you. You cannot live anyhow and expect a certain level of anointing. It simply does not work. This is a blessing that comes upon those who lead a restricted life. They become loose, they enjoy increase, they have the sweet things in this life, and they have oil on their lives. Out of very difficult circumstances, receive that blessing over your life.
I receive it.
Let's go back to our passage in Mark 11. Look at verse
3
now. A tied life will be used by God.
Verse 3.
And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord has need of him.
Now says Musa,
I have come to tell you this morning that God has need of you.
Hallelujah. That's why we
are called to a devoted life. A life of devotion to God. A life of devotion to the things of God. It's a life that the Lord needs. God used an inexperienced young lady called Mary. She was young. She was a colt. She was a virgin. She was inexperienced. But when God looked around, God loved Mary and God chose Mary. Who said it's outdated to be virginous? God still has need of virgins. It is still a good thing to be a virgin in this life. Do not corrupt yourself. Be a virgin in the area of morality. Be a virgin when it comes to the issue of corruption. Don't allow yourself to be tainted or contaminated.
When
it comes to shady deals that are called in the name of wisdom, it's nonsense. You are Christians. Stand clearly. Let your things be clear. And avoid all appearances of evil. All appearances of evil. Be so distinct that when they are generalizing things, they will say, but not this one. But not this one.
Yes.
Let it be your testimony where you school and where you work.
Yes.
Let it be that when they are punishing people wholesale, the master will just look at you and say, you, go.
Yes.
You say, it's not possible. I don't have time to tell you stories.
And
if you have disgraced Christ where you are, look, go back and apologize. Tell the people, look, I'm a Christian. But I admit that the way I've been living here is not right. I am sorry. I apologize to all of you. And I'm telling you that from today onwards, you are going to see a new type of Christian.
Hallelujah.
If you are virtuous, see, so when you say some of these things, people feel it's too idealistic. A young man came to me, said he has worked with his masters, about three of them. All of them, they have sacked him. Now he doesn't have a job. I sat under the tree with him. And I said to him, go to your masters, all three of them. Tell them I'm sorry. Tell them I'm sorry. Tell them I'm sorry. You need a job. Tell them that if you employ me, I would like to continue to work with you. But if you decide not to employ me, I am still okay. I just came to say sorry. The following week he did that. He got his job back.
Hallelujah.
See, sometimes we are too proud to be Christians.
Mm.
Yeah, we are too proud to be. A Christian might be prepared to bear shame. You didn't live right. Tell the people, this is what a Christian should do. And this is the things I have done. They are not things a Christian should do. And I want to tell you that you are going to see a new type of Christian in this office. If you can start it, the Lord will back you up.
Amen.
And the Lord will use you greatly.
Amen.
So don't say, they know me in a certain manner. And if I say it to be somewhere, let it be some way. There is a price to pay to be righteous. There is a call to holiness.
Yeah.
Our minds, our character, everything must be devoted to God, because there's a blessing that comes to a restricted life.
Hallelujah.
Don't say, Christ has set me free. Me, I don't like anybody to put me in bondage. You have no idea of what that freedom is about. Free to do what? Free to misbehave. And there are some freedoms, if they are freedoms at all, they rather lead us to bondage. So if you think about freedom, think about it well. Restriction is good for the human soul.
Hallelujah. Na so nyame ya frenya dia ba Kristo sumu dia na wo say e bobra e chese ye Kristo fo se bia na nka no ba bia wo wo no ye Kristo ni nemom wa ma wo bra se Kristo ni a wo ka kire ye se kọ na kọ ka kire wo nua no ho se sa na me ye Kristo ni su sa de wo ya me ye de ma nya ni e mo fa ncha me be sesa na fi na kwe mu be hu onipa foforo e ya dwen ye se enkrofo ni ni mi sa dada me kọ ka be ye nim gwase wo ye Kristo ni a na wo se wo tumi su sa nim gwase no na wo ye sa wo be hu sesa be ba wa bra bom wa dwen ye wo se wo nya me wa ma ya de ye ho enti wo se ye bo bra de ye ho koso de wo ho na ba obra wo betumi akobo bra bia empo kire de wo besem no onyame ade wo hunti wa kire wo bible mu se bedu ba bi na obe ma wo be ware nso eti wo wahyase koso nyinsem bia de ba bro ne ba bia wo be hunu be nu ho wo si freedom eti hweniye ma ma safa ho die na wo wadwe no emfa wo nkonkodu ba bia ebe ye empo kire ade ama se waye bibi akokopa chaw na ka se ne de mitu anamon foforo me wa ju se sofo we eye book mu asem ya brabo mu asem ukoya ubehu se u Kristo sum na kosoro ne nipe nyina behu se wasesa.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you wherever you are.
Ma Kristo ne hu ne fe na brabo fe no ye hu wo brabo mba bia wo bia.
His love, his compassion, his purity, and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. All thou spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus is seen in me. Make it your prayer.
Hallelujah.
Make it your prayer.
Hallelujah.
As you confess that you do well in life, confess also to lead a spotless, holy, Christian, righteous life.
Na emra wo bom pa yesa wo nyame bese same na ma me akukudru metumi dia bobra no bom pa yesa wo nyame susun kronkron se oma wa bra bon nsesa nsa Kristo na wan kasa so tu na ma se wo bebo abrabo aya trini Kristo abrabo efi ene keka enim.
Look at verse 8 of Mark chapter 11.
Makwa sempa ti duba ku chemu otwe.
A tied life will have dominion. That's what I want to talk about.
Na abrabwa, enya abrabwa ubo ni biara biara bema wenya mkunimdi.
And many spread their garments in the way and cut down branches of the trees and strut them in the way.
Na nkrofo bebre de wo motuma gu fom na binum so etwa abedua edugu fom ema no.
Who was riding on the garments?
Why nana onanti wasa entoma no so?
They did that for the Lord Jesus.
Omo yesa de ne de ma Yesu.
But the person directly walking on it was a coat.
Na mom de pode ne nti entoma no so no ye abo anu.
There are things that will come as a blessing because people love the Lord and they are doing things for God, but in actual fact the person who is going to carry the direct practical blessing is you.
Na,
and his eye,
hallelujah.
Because of our restricted lives.
Hallelujah. Nessan sa wabo abra ye Kristo abra abo wunye bibiare biare biare nti. Wanu ma wamudo Kristo no ebe ma wenye nshire san se u bo bra ese Kristo di tubenya ehun faso.
The owner of this coat probably had never put any garment on the coat before.
Na sa abo ni uranu anfan tuman sen form sa abo nante soda.
Maybe the coat was walking on dirt as we see often where
na,
we are.
Ebi na sa abo de biare on nante wa anyem.
Who has got horses who stay in a place that is tiled or air-conditioned or with carpet, woolen carpet, wall to wall? Who has seen one before?
Wana we hu oponkwa. Yadina se danya, yadisa carpeti biya sewa. Yaso abe funframe air-conditioned biya guneso. Ni atale hoswa kan wana we hu bidonka ntreye.
But the people took their garments.
Nansuwe ni pani yi wa montuma.
They took their own garments.
Oma
and put them on the way, on the ground. And the colt that had never had a garment on his back was this time walking on those garments.
Hallelujah. Now, Sabuaya, young Fantuman Ponkatan, who day, and then one numb and Tomaso.
There are things you have never experienced in your life before. But I see you walking on those things.
I receive it.
Because of your devotion to God. I said because of your devotion to God. You will walk in certain places and you ask yourself, is it me? Is it me?
I receive
it. Is it me?
I receive it.
It shall be your testimony one day.
I receive it. Na esa sa wo bo Kristo abrabo nti de bi beso a wo be bo bra bia wo be nante ba bia wo hu bi da na wo gira ho a wo twa wani twa ah. I said, I'm so hallelujah.
You will look at yourself in the mirror to be sure that it's you that five-star hotel. It's like David when they brought him the water.
Yeah.
And David said, this is somebody's life. This water represents somebody. I cannot drink it. And Bible says he poured it out unto the Lord. That's a similar thing I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you see, so God is going to turn your life around.
Yes.
And let the light of God's word enter your mind and your spirit.
Yes.
That you're going to have dominion in places today where you feel tired.
It.
God will bless you with so much
I
that there will be nothing to you.
Wasi papa no nyoye ni se wo hwempa ni di ose urade enya se me pesa me da su na mo mi yi ni sa fore de amao David ye bi sa waka se wo pebre mu nsuo bi wo ba bi a na ko eko na mra ne nko anu tumi ko sa san suo ni ba o se urade enso we gya ho ma obi kra enu te urade mi yi na fore de amao to yi sampa na fore de ma no enu te sa wo be bo Kristo abrabo na sa no onya me be ube dum pempen suo bi a ube bie wa no hu ni a obeka ube bie wa no na usu ba 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 ba
Receive that blessing. It's a great blessing. Receive that blessing. Receive that blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus.
I receive
the kindness and the goodness of God will break us one day, and we will sit down like David. Bible says he sat before the Lord and he said, God, who am I? And what is my father's house that you have brought me to this extent?
Now I say, when you make done in a home or brown or bed done, I did that travel. Who bet sinner baby didn't want to be Sarah, the Senna Radime, a wine. Me papa feel cry a wine, and woo, and me would do it to say, what they do me.
So don't define your life by what you see now. You may be tired, but you're going to have dominion.
And here now, a bra who firm no man shall win name and Cassar Radina may any, or Yami be you, who bet do who, and what you should deem.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cash Shop, next to UBA Bank, Takrady.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.